This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. 1989, 8-year-old Noah Levinson of Cambridge, Massachusetts, heard about a girl his age who'd won an award for composing music. Noah played the viola and also composed music. He was intrigued at the thought of finding a kindred spirit. The girl, Anna Maria Fusu, lived in the Soviet Union. So for several years, with the assistance of translators, they traded letters about life, music, and their shared love for composing. As teenagers, the pen pals lost touch. But this week, Noah and Anna Maria, now in their 20s, met for the first time face-to-face. Noah Levinson and Anna Maria Fusu join us from WGBH in Boston. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Tell us first about the letters. What did you say in your letters all those years ago?
We sent pictures to one another. I gave her English lessons on a cassette.
Yes.
And we sent music that we were playing and that we were composing. Anna Maria, of course, had a whole bunch of stuff, and I just had one or two little pieces that I had composed.
That's not true. That's a lot.
Your grandmother, Mr. Levinson, was the translator of your first letter?
Yeah, all of the letters that came from Anna Maria were sent to me, and then I would post them to my grandmother, who was born in Rostov-on-the-Don, and she would translate them to me over the telephone.
Anna Maria, do you remember what that first letter said?
Actually, no, but I remember I remember my reaction when I got the first letter.
Which was?
Well, basically, I would receive a lot of letters from all over the Soviet Union, from kids that wanted to correspond with me. And one day my mom told me, you got a letter from the United States. It's a boy that wants to correspond with you. And I said, well, I don't have time. I already have too many. But then after that, I started corresponding with Noah, and I basically, he was the only one that I kept in touch with.
Now, let me ask, 1989 was a very significant year in what I'll refer to as U.S.-Soviet relationships. I just wondered, did any of that creep into the correspondence between you two?
What I remember is that when I received the letter, that was a huge event, that I received a letter from the United States, and a lot of people checked it and looked at it, and until I got the letter, it was all open, and, you know, this is the only thing I remember about that.
For me, it was, I mean, I was 8 years old, and I didn't know much about this. But, you know, it was really wonderful being exposed to people who were different than...
Was I that different?
Well...
Did you think I was different?
No, but you were from a different country. And I think it was important later on in my life to know that the communication between people from different countries is really important.
Well, how did you guys just stop writing to each other? What happened? Do you remember?
Well,
I think that I stopped writing.
No,
Anna Maria thinks she stopped writing.
I think I stopped writing. Well, maybe your grandmother was still writing to me.
Maybe.
And I thought that was from you.
How did the two of you come back into each other's lives?
My father's a professor at Tufts University, and there was a student who was a Peace Corps volunteer in Moldova, and she applied to this program, and in a joking way, my father said to her, you're in on one condition, that you find Anna Maria. From what I understand, she went to the conservatory in Kishinev. She just walked in and she said, I'm looking for Anna Maria.
She didn't know my last name.
She didn't know the last name. And everybody knew who Anna Maria was. And this young woman, Jessica, then wrote my father and said, this is her email address and she's in the United States.
So here you are, a music student in the United States all these years later, and you get an email. Honestly, I think you can say it in front of him. Did you even remember Noah Levinson?
I was thinking about him all the time, really. I didn't know. You know, I felt uncomfortable to start writing him again because I thought I stopped writing him. And basically, on the 1st of July, I get this email from Noah Levinson, your pen pal friend from 15 years ago. That was a shock. I almost fell off a chair, really.
We'd love to hear the two of you play music. You'll be playing the viola, Mr. Levinson?
Correct.
And Ms. Fusu?
I'll be playing piano.
Okay. What are we going to hear?
Greensleeves.
Thank you.
That was just beautiful. Thank you so much.
Well, I hope that we'll have an opportunity to hear Anna Maria play something by herself, because she's really something.
Well, I think that would be wonderful. Let me. There's one more question, I think.
Sure.
4.2 million people want to know, are you two going to stay in touch?
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Right. When we saw each other at the airport, we just threw our arms around each other, and it was just like we had known each other forever. And we're definitely going to keep in touch.
It's just been wonderful to talk to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Old pen pals Noah Levinson and Anna Maria Fusu joining us from WGBH in Boston. Anna Maria, what are we going to hear from you?
Fantasy in D minor by Mozart.